Hey everyone, it's your favorite ailing nerd Andrew, who by the way, is sick again. Awesome. I just gotta say, being a parent is hard. And this week, Nikki and I are gonna talk about a few things that make it hard to be a Montessori parent in particular. I'm gonna go drink some cold medicine now and pass out, but you guys enjoy the episode. Everybody, and welcome to Quirky Parenting.
Hello. Oh, today we are gonna have a lighthearted conversation about why being a Montessori parent is kind of difficult. It's meant to be lighthearted.
None of this is really major concerns we have.
If I didn't want to raise Mac like this, then I wouldn't. But, anything comes with its problems, right? And so, if you want to learn more about Montessori, we do have a podcast talking just about what Montessori is, and mm-hmm. I have a post about it, and so I'll put that link below this. So make sure you take a listen if you don't really know. But one of the things is that you try to make your child as independent as you can. You give them the opportunity to be independent and do things themselves.
Yep, make choices, all that good stuff.
So, but in doing that, I mean, you just open up a whole can of worms. And I feel like we definitely have with Mac.
Yeah.
one of the things is that once she was old enough to walk, we have kind of made a pretty conscious decision to give her the opportunity to walk whenever she can. I mean, that means at the store, that means, I don't know, even just walking into school in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, I will let her walk. And she walks so slowly.
Well, there was that one time when you went to the mailbox, which is, I don't know, maybe 100 feet from our our door. And it took you 45 minutes.
Yeah. And, I want her to explore. I want her to explore the world. But sometimes it really is just I need to get to work. We're just supposed to be walking from the parking spot into school.
Yeah. Where all your friends are and everything else that you want to see is.
It shouldn't take 10 minutes. It is not a 10-minute walk. And, she just walks so slowly. But then, on the other hand, sometimes I feel super guilty when I do carry her. When it was really cold, when it was negative 10, I was just you know what, Mac? I'm carrying you into school.
Yeah.
And that 30-second run from the car to the door, not even 30 seconds, I, felt guilty. I was like, oh, I really should let her walk. I just really should let her walk.
She would freeze out there if you let her go at her speed, though. So, it makes sense.
And then this next one is one that Andrew really doesn't agree with me on this. But I guess maybe it's just because you're a dad and I'm a mom.
Yeah, probably.
Another thing that we do, and I don't know, basically, any picture that I post of Mac, you can probably see this, is that we let her dress herself and pick her own clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And we, a lot of times, shop for her in the boys' section. Because the boys' section, the boys, I say that with air quotes.
Have we talked about this? Rant?
No.
This tirade?
Yeah, we maybe should do a separate one on this. But I'll just keep it short and just say that basically one of the things is that boy clothes, air quotes, just tend to fit better. They're not as tight. They're a little bit more comfortable for children.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we'll talk about that at a different time. But most of her clothing from us is from that section.
Yep.
But she still has a lot of clothing from the girls' section. From, our parents, and we do occasionally buy her things there. But so she kind of just ends up in this, crazy, random mishmash of clothes where she has, a tutu and, leggings with stars on them, but then she's wearing a robot sweatshirt over a Star Wars shirt.
And don't forget her tiger hat.
Yeah, and the new tiger stocking cap, which just made an appearance this past weekend when she was sick. But she just picks the most random stuff. And every once in a while, not all the time, every once in a while, when I'm, scrolling through Instagram or something, I'm like, oh, look at all these cute, adorable children. And, they're super put together, and their hair is always combed, and they and their siblings are all in, coordinating outfits. And every once in a while, it's just something where I'm like, that'd be nice.
See, I love her her style. Like it I guess it maybe it kind of screams me too, because I kind of wear mishmash outfits all the time too. So I'm totally down with that. Like, style is not my thing.
Yeah. Well, and like I said, it's just every once in a while. Because on the flip side, when I am working, when I'm at school, I kind of like when kids come in outfits like that. Because that shows that they have that independence.
Yeah.
So I guess, I mean, I don't know. It is what it is.
our child looks like she, you know, basically picked up some clothes off there. She looks like a teenager dressing herself. Clothes off the ground, threw whatever is conveniently on.
Yeah.
So it is, it doesn't look the best. And her hair is just a mess. But, you know, that's fine. That's what we're all about.
I do love it. I mean, I do love her. I love it. Another thing, and actually, this is one of the reasons why I really love the school that I work at, is this next one. They have 15 acres of land, and they have, like, a big... Going outside is a big deal. Like, they try to get outside every day with the kids, and I love that. I love that Mac has that access where, like, pretty much every day she's outside. But I am not an outdoor person.
Yeah, oh.
Andrew is not an outdoor person.
No, I love that big orb in the sky.
And, I mean... I get it. Like, I like nature. I like to go out in nature, but I've never been an outside person.
Like camping? That sounds awful to me.
I don't know. I have fond family memories of camping, I guess. But it's not like I was like the one jumping in the car being like, let's go camping.
I've literally never gone camping because it just sounds awful.
We will have to go sometime because I think that's a good memory.
I mean, yeah, but, I'll probably not like it, but I'll put on my happy face.
Yeah.
So.
But when I was a kid in... My mom, the rest of my family are just totally outdoor people. Like, they are outside all the time when they are home. And during the summer, my mom would always be like, go outside. And the thing is, it's not like I was glued to the TV or anything. I wasn't. Like, I would turn the TV. I was just reading. But my mom was just so big about, like, go outside. And so I would just, like, take my book and go sit outside. But here's the thing. The rest of my family tans really easily. They go out in the sun. And they just totally get super brown. Now, on the other hand, I do not. I'm out in the sun for like 10 seconds and I turn red. Like, I sunburn instantly. And so for me, outside is not like this super fun experience. For me, outside is like, how can I stay out of the sun so that I don't burn the heck out of my skin?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not as bad as you, but definitely same boat. I'm pale skin. Doesn't work well for me.
Although I'm wondering if maybe Mac took after my family, because I've been like really like religious about like slathering her in sunscreen.
Yeah.
Because I am just like so.
We dump like a bottle on her
every
time.
I'm so worried that she has my skin, and Andrew's skin for that matter. But she doesn't seem to. I don't know. She doesn't seem to have ever gotten burned or anything.
I've never really seen the sunburn on her yet. So, I mean, we got time.
Yeah.
But, you know.
But I will also say it's kind of nice. I feel like we go outdoors more now that we have a child.
Oh, definitely.
So it's probably, like, super good for us.
Probably.
to have, like, someone dragging us outside.
Yeah.
Okay, this next one is something that I deal with more at work than I do at home right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because Mac is just still learning to talk. And so she doesn't necessarily have a ton of questions yet.
Or they're just like, where is X?
Yeah, or they're pretty simple. But when I'm at work, so I'm in a room where I work with children from about ages 2.5 until 6. And we encourage them to ask questions. We encourage them to be curious. And I try to answer questions or carry on a conversation with the children. But sometimes I am just not in the mood. Like, if I'm having a bad day and someone comes up to me and wants to tell me a very long and involved story about, I don't know, something funny their dog did, or or listing every single animal that they saw at the zoo last weekend.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, they remember, like, every single animal. I mean, this could take, like, an hour. And some days when I'm having a bad day, it's just kind of like, how do I get out of this conversation? politely. Yeah. Because I want to, you know, I want them to know how to politely end a conversation. But
That reminds me of that one story. I don't know if we talked about this one on the podcast,
but you're doing like three different things with all these other kids, and this one girl just comes up to you and is like, Miss Mickey, look what I can do, and just wiggles her fingers.
Yeah, it was actually, there was a child in my room who was just not having a good time and was just, I don't know, without going into too many specifics, was just having a bad time, I guess. And as I'm trying to make sure that they don't ruin anything in our room, Miss Mickey, what do you need? Like, I'm like trying to like keep the room from getting destroyed. And finally, I'm what do you need? And yeah, she wiggles her jazz fingers. And that's all. She doesn't say anything. She just wiggles her jazz fingers on my face. I was like, that's very nice. I'm a little busy right now. And I don't know. Sometimes I'm much more willing to look up stuff. But I'm going to be honest. Sometimes I forget. And then they ask me at like the worst times. Like, I don't even remember how I got on the topic of the bloodstream and like red blood cells, white blood cells, platelets. And they were like asking me, like, they're like, oh, I have a cut on my hand. Like, how does it stop bleeding? And so I was trying to explain.
Coagulation. And they're like, what is coagulation?
Well, and they were like, well, how does it stop? And in my head, I was like, okay, I think it's platelets. Like, I think the platelets do that. But of course, like, I couldn't remember. I don't know. That's not.
See, this is where I also, this is kind of where I differ from you too. When I don't know something, and honestly, this is like 90% of IT jobs too. When you don't know something, we just Google it.
Well, I did. No, I did. But the thing is, like, I told them, you know, it was a couple of boys that I was talking to, and I said, you know, I want to need to look up the answer because I want to make sure I'm giving you the right information. But then, of course, like, I forget to look it up. And then they ask me again at, like, the worst possible times when I'm doing, you know, I'm, like, wiping someone in the bathroom. And they're like, how did the bloodstream work? Did you look that up? And
we need to know right now.
And I'm like, I'm a little busy here as I've got, like, my gloves on. So, I mean, sometimes I just want to be like, stop asking me questions.
I mean, you could use Siri at that point while doing this. Voice activation.
Yeah, see, I don't have my phone on me during the day.
I forgot. Sorry.
Let's not. Yeah. I don't carry my phone. I don't really want to.
Probably smart. Yeah. It's probably a smart idea.
Yeah, it is. And I guess a lot of these are wrapped up in just the fact that sometimes I feel like our child is too independent.
Yeah. Oh.
I mean, is there such a thing, really? But there is.
I think we figured that out when she was about 2 months old. She just wouldn't be happy laying underneath the swinging things. And she was like, I gotta roll. I gotta roll everywhere.
Yeah. I mean, she was even, when she was born, she had like crazy strong neck muscles.
Yeah. Like she was looking at us all the time. She was
already like picking up her own head and stuff. And I remember your mom was like, she's going to roll early. And we're like, no, she's a newborn. And she rolled super early. But, I mean, part of that sometimes is we gave her that freedom of movement.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, you know, was she that early or is it just because she had the opportunity?
I know. I'm kind of interested to see what's going to happen in the future if we have another kid.
Yeah.
Because I assume we're going to do it the same way because we're... You know, not that we're really blaming it or anything, but we never locked her into a car seat or anything like that to carry her around. I
mean, yeah, that's just
so. If just the way we babied her, I guess, and carried her around and stuff, if that made a big deal.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll find out. It'll be
interesting to see. But I do think it's funny. Sometimes Mac is so like my favorite picture right now, and I think I've used it in like two different blog posts because I just think it's so funny. I'll put it on this post so you can see. But it was one morning. She had already had breakfast. She had plenty to eat. And I had finally sat down to eat my breakfast. And she decided that she needed more to eat. And so she went and she put on her own apron. And then she opened the fridge. And she took out probably some kind of berry. I mean, usually it's blueberries or blackberries. And she even closed the fridge door. I was pretty impressed with that in the picture. And she's, like, walking towards us, telling us that she wants more breakfast. And I'm in the foreground of the picture, just, like, I don't even know how to describe the look on my face. But, like, not exhausted. I don't know. Exhausted with her antics, I guess. Yeah. And just, like, but that's that's just her independence. Like, she's decided that she's hungry, and she's taken it upon herself yep. to try and make herself a tasty and healthy snack.
Yep. I mean, I don't know if we talked about this either, but, like, we always are like, you know, it could be worse that the thing she always goes for is applesauce and berries.
Yeah, those are the things that she takes out of the fridge. And it's so hard because it's like, well, it's a healthy snack. Like,
yeah, it's really how not, can we say it's no really not bad.
To another bowl of applesauce? I'm pretty sure she eats, like, 2 jugs of applesauce a week, though.
I mean, it's around, I mean, since I do the grocery shopping with her, I mean, I know it is around, like, I have to have, like, 2 stocked
yeah.
a week, because she'll go through one and start dipping into the next one. So, I mean, it's brutal. It's a lot of applesauce.
But, I don't know, I like that she's so independent.
Yeah.
And I know that, I mean, like, I'm supposed to be complaining about how independent she is. And in a way, it is exhausting.
It's very exhausting.
It's very exhausting. Which is the downside of it.
Yeah.
On the upside, she is very, like, because she can already do all these things, she's, like, super willing to help.
Yeah, she loves to help.
If we'll say, like, you know, sometimes she'll be like, I want applesauce. So we'll say, well, go open the fridge and get the applesauce out.
Yep, and she'll usually get her bowl, too.
And
she'll bring
it to us, and we'll say, yeah, and if she doesn't, we'll say, can you get a bowl? And she'll get a bowl. I mean, the only things she really can't reach are, like, spoons.
Yeah.
Which we'll just grab on out, and then we just help pour it in the bowl. But for the most part, she does a lot of the legwork.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, I guess that's the upside.
Oh, yeah. We don't really have complaints with how we're raising her, but, you know, there's always something that you gotta... Got to vent a little bit about them. I guess that's what this episode was all about.
Yeah. I mean, everyone has a bad day, and there's always a downside to everything.
Yeah.
You know? I love Montessori, and I will be the number one person to, like, talk about all the good things about it, but, you know, there's a downside to everything.
Yeah.
So.
Well, let us know about your stories and hardships and what have you. And, you know, we'd love to hear from you. And then any questions you might have that we could answer on the air, per se.
Let us know.
Let us know. Otherwise, have a great day.
Bye.